contract with a woman to bear a child for him to raise, if that's what he wants and he can find a woman who is willing to do so. On the other hand, if the couple are married when the child is born and then decide that they are going to separate, the child would be the custody of the mother, again, unless they have decided otherwise between them, that there is some arrangement that they will make that he will be the custodian if they separate or something of the sort. But in the absence of any agreement to do otherwise between them, she would be the natural custodian. Now, all of this would indicate that the woman has the greatest incentive in investigating birth control techniques if she doesn't want a child, or if they don't want a child. But not necessarily so. If she knows she is the responsible party, she may choose to exact a greater responsibility from her mate before being willing to have sexual relations. And in this way, the man is brought into the position of being just as concerned, just as much as she is, in the same way it works in other areas of the market, where people simply do not do things that are unprofitable to themselves. And if to simply do something would be unprofitable to that party but not the other, then obviously a greater price is going to be exacted before the individual is willing to do what would otherwise be unprofitable. Now again, I'm not saying that the woman ought to be the natural custodian. She just is. So why try to say that it is otherwise? Let's approach it all from the standpoint of reality rather than some other world. Now, the woman's natural position as custodian in the event of a marital separation, as far as I can see and as far as I'm concerned, only applies to the point where the child is old enough to do what he wants to make a decision. I'm not talking about 21 or 18 or even 13, but somewhere more like 4 or 5 years old, the point at which the child is old enough to express an opinion on the subject, to say that this is what I would prefer, in effect, this is what will give me greater happiness. Now, since he is a human being, why shouldn't he simply make the decision for himself? Unless, of course, you want to physically intervene and prevent him from getting what he wants. If the child chooses the father and the father wants him, then that should be it. If the father doesn't want the child, then that alternative isn't available to the child. And the child is going to have to choose between the mother or some other third-party relationship that is realistically available to him. Now, that's a little explosive, isn't it, letting the child choose for himself? After all, maybe the reason the mother is separating from the father is because the father has been spoiling the child to death, and so now this 4 or 5-year-old child is naturally going to choose the father because all he can see is that the father is the one that gives the child all the candy and the mother is the one that gives all the guff. Well, whose fault is this? Shouldn't the mother have done something about that relationship a long time ago? Why now, all of a sudden, is she so concerned about removing a bad influence from the child, so that she finds herself in the position where she wants, says she wants the best for the child, and the best would not be the father, but unfortunately that's all the child can see at this point? Losing the child to the father would only be the natural consequence of her own mistakes. This is simply the mistake she made in associating with a man and bearing a child and having a relationship that lasted for 4 or 5 years as joint custodians of the child, without realizing what kind of a father this individual was. Well, all right, so the woman has to bear the consequences of her wrong act. But what about the poor child? What about him? Are you going to let him go off with the worst of the two parents simply because of this standard that says the child ought to determine? Well, what about him? Are you going to suggest that you are the authority and you are better capable of choosing whether the child should go with the mother or the father? Are you going to, for instance, choose that the child should go with the mother when the father is diametrically opposed to that stand and the child appears to be opposed to it too? By what standard will you claim to supersede their wisdom and their desires, only that as you subjectively perceive reality, you think that the child will be better off with the mother than the father? You may be right, as history in the future would bear out, but you never really will know because it can't go both ways. It can only go one, so you can't compare. But of course, the point is, at what age does the child gain the right to choose? Well, as far as I'm concerned, at whatever age the child can discern a change in consequences as a result of his choice, that must always be the standard. At whatever age, then, he can be advised or suggested to or for himself be able to say that if I choose this way, this is what I will get. If I choose that way, this is what I will get. Now, rest assured, I do not mean that he will understand by choosing this way that this is all that will happen to him in the rest of his life. Not at all. Merely that he is saying, if I choose this, for instance, in the custody problem, if I choose this, I will spend all my time with my Father from